USA Radio News.
Authorities are searching for a 42-year-old convicted bomb maker who escaped from a Nevada prison where he was serving a life sentence for a deadly 2007 explosion outside a Las Vegas strip resort. Governor Steve Sisolak ordered an investigation into the incident. Officials did not realize until Tuesday morning that the man was missing. The House January 6th committee scheduled for Wednesday has been postponed because of Hurricane Ian. The hearing was anticipated to be the last before the committee releases a final report of its findings and recommendations by the end of the year. Switzerland's glaciers are melting like never before. This is all according to an academic study released found. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.